Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Today, I want to record a podcast for you that is also a podcast for me because I want to talk about control. I definitely can be a controlling person, and I consistently work on shutting myself up because it's something I really have had to work on over the years, and I've gotten significantly better, and I've definitely a road to go to be even better than I am today. And it's something that makes me empowered to talk to you. We all know that controlling another person or trying to control an outcome is bad. It's a waste of our time, right? You're all in your cars or in your kitchens or at your desk. Like, oh my God, yes. Like, you can't control anybody. Like, all you can control is yourself. We all know that. I want to challenge you to kind of see small ways that we think we have control, but we still don't. For instance, how many of you have said, if I just ignore them, then they're going to miss me? Or, you know what, I'm just going to talk to him and I'm going to say X, Y, and Z, and then he's going to go and do the right things. Or if I stay late at work for, you know, a certain amount of time, and if I show them, then I'm going to get a promotion and I'm going to get paid more. If I wait, things are just going to get better, right? That is still an element of control. You don't know if you ignore someone that they're going to miss you, or that if you're patient, things will get better, or that if you say X, Y, and Z, that someone else is going to react or act differently. We think we can. We think because things have worked in the past, they may work again, but we still don't know. Nobody can control us. You can only control your future. You can only control yourself, your silo of your journey in life. We all have our own individual journeys in life. So, you know, when we think about like the hardest thing you're dealing with right now that just drives you crazy, if I just explain to my aunt one more time about my political beliefs, if I show her the data, she's gonna get it. If I just talk to, you know, my boyfriend or my husband or my girlfriend or my partner about this thing that drives me crazy, maybe they'll get it, you know. For me, I don't know how many, like, for me, it's like, I don't know how many times I have to tell you, but blah, 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 blah. I don't know how many times I have to remind you that the cabinet doors can be closed the second after you're done using whatever is in the cabinet. Like, I don't know what your relationships are like, but I have never dated someone who knows how to close a cabinet door. So if you have a partner who closes a cabinet door, I just want to say congrats. You've won the lottery. You know, we do this though. We say like, oh my God, how many times do I have to tell you? Blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, it's so easy to do this. Why are you not doing it? Or how many times do we have to have this conversation, right? These are at its core us trying to control. I've told you this over and over. You're thinking, if I tell you this, change will happen. If I believe it's easy, you should believe it's easy, and thus it should get done. So if we want change, though, if we want to see change, there are really only a couple things that we can do. And one of them takes a little bit of patience and compassion. It's reword your argument. Consider their perspective. Understand that you are maybe not above them. This has been my challenge. Like, just because I think I know better doesn't mean that I do. I just know differently. We don't know better. We know different. So what is their perspective? What is it that they may be thinking in a certain experience? make it where it's you and I against the problem, or you and I looking at a situation if there's not necessarily a problem, but something you want to talk about. How does that person listen? How do they absorb information? Why isn't this easy for them, even though I think it's just so easy to do this? Like, what are they thinking? This still doesn't mean you can control it, but it does allow more of an open conversation. Someone is more apt to consider allowing, you know, what your request is into their life if they're understanding that you are taking into consideration like who they are, how they operate, right? Like if someone came to you and said, listen, I know that this is hard for you because of this, this, and this. I want to kind of explain where I'm coming from and what this does for me, because maybe you don't know the extra work that this creates. So if you could just consider that moving forward, I would really appreciate that. You're asking for their consideration. You're saying, I'm going to give you a little bit of a background on why this bugs me or why this is hard for me, right? I personally would be more apt to listen to that person versus how many times do I have to freaking tell you blah, 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 you know? It cuts out a little bit of the abrasiveness, which we don't want to be anyway, you know? The second thing is, and this sucks, accept it. You know, sometimes there are situations where we have to say, it is what it is. We just disagree. Aunt Cheryl, we disagree. And there's so much about you that I love that if we truly disagree hard on this topic, then let's completely ignore that we are so polar opposite on this topic, and let's just celebrate the good things that I love about you. You're good, you're kind, whatever it is. It could also be, it is what it is. We disagree that things should be done a certain way in our household, that things should be handled a certain way in the workplace. When you allow someone to disagree with you, you allow them to live in their silo, in their life, just like you are in yours. You feel strongly about the way that you feel. They're allowed to feel strongly too, right? So the phrase that I always come back to is, all I can control is myself. It is the hardest one to do, right? If you're trying to get that partner to change, like, oh my God, like how many times do I have to tell you, just make that phone call, just do that thing, just, you know, take that step, just take 5 minutes and go do it, like whatever, whatever. Maybe you just have to say, it is what it is. This is our relationship. This is how we are. I have things too. And that I'm just going to accept it, you know? Feeling controlled leads to resentment. So you don't want to resent someone because you feel controlled. You don't want to feel like your decisions are made for you or that you're not allowed to be your own person. And we don't want to do that to other people too, whether they're our coworker, our children, our partner, our best friend. We don't want to be doing that, you know? I do want to take a second to talk about how this applies to work. You know, a lot of times we'll think, I've done so much for this company. I've done this. I've stayed late. I opened this business. I did this. But at the end of the day, it still doesn't promise us a promotion. They get to decide if you get the promotion. So we see sometimes people say like, how did they get a raise? How did they get a promotion? Look at everything I've done. All we can control is being someone who's at the top of their mind for that promotion, being someone who tips the scales in our favor, doing our absolute best at the job, because then you know that you're primed for the promotion, for that raise, for that position, but you still aren't insured anything because it's just not our decision. I've taken up way too much of your time today. I really appreciate you listening to this with me. I have so much to say on this topic because it's something I work through on a daily basis. If you feel this, you're not alone. Others' decisions are not a reflection of us, okay? So what are you trying to control? What is it that you're being patient for in hopes that something will change? Can you just accept it? Can you accept it? Can you let it go? That's all for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.